Today, we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
New analysis from Road Safety Campaigners Park has shown that the variation in waiting times for driving tests around the country is substantial. The study shows that new drivers are waiting between 11 and 30 weeks, and that's 7.5 months, depending on where you might want to take the test. Joining me to shed some light on this report is Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent. Ralph, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
So, depending on where you live, you might get a test fairly quickly if you apply today. On the other hand, you might be waiting till mid-year somewhere else.
Yeah, I think it's very much a question of geography, Pat, and luck as well, obviously. So, for instance, if you live in Mayo, you have a good chance of getting a test within about 11 weeks. But if you're in Kildare, your waiting time could be anywhere up to kind of 30 weeks. So, like, to put it in context, the NACE waiting time, the NACE testing centre, its waiting time is between 29 and 30 weeks. So if you book a test there, say between October the 30th and November the 4th, you're likely to get a test sometime between May the 26th and June the 2nd of next year. So that's a waiting time of 8 months. Now, the contrast then, if you were in Mayo, you booked your driving test there over the same October the 30th to November the 4th period, you can expect to get your test between February the 3rd and February the 17th in Castlebar. So that's roughly a saving of about 4 months.
And we don't know whether people are driving test shopping, do we? You know, willing to drive from somewhere else to Mayo just to get a quicker test.
Well, I mean, I'm based here in Cork, and I mean, I know that people in Cork have been willing to travel. So, for instance, some centres would have, I suppose because of congestion and traffic, they'd have probably a better reputation or an easier reputation for drivers. Some people from rural areas would be very reluctant to go to a large urban area, such as Cork City, to do their test. But people are willing to travel if they think they can get their test several months earlier.
Now, there is the business of putting yourself on standby, and that can get you a quick test. And if you need a test urgently for work, there's a way of kind of bypassing the queue, isn't there?
There certainly is, yes. If you have forms signed by your employer saying that your license is important for your job, you can attempt to get a fast-tracked test. And again, if you're willing to travel, if you're willing to put yourself on a cancellation list at short notice, you're improving your chances of actually getting a test. Mm. Now, in fairness to the Road Safety Authority, they've said that, you know, they've been dealing with multiple different issues. I mean, you had the ongoing fallout of the COVID-19 pandemic, and they've accepted that the waiting times is far too long and that they are working to try and address the backlog. Now, what they've said is that there's 70 new driving testers have been hired. That's going to bring the permanent cohort up to around 200. And they said that's going to have an impact on waiting times. Now, they said that up to the end of October this year, there were 220,000 driving tests booked. And they're pointing out that that's 45,000 more than for the same period in 2023. And of those people drivers who sat a test, 51.6% passed.
Now, what about the no-shows? Who are they and why?
Yeah, there's a lot of different explanations for this, and certainly there's a lot of focus on the no-shows. So if you step back and look at the whole, I mean, the broader picture in the country, there's between 290,000 and 300,000 people driving on a learner permit. Now, when you break that figure down, the concern mounts. So, for instance, there's 27,000 people are driving on a learner permit for between 10 and 20 years. There's 11,000 more are driving on a learner permit for more than 20 years. And you have a cohort of people who basically apply for a driving test, never bother to show up for it on the day. The only reason they apply for the test is that it allows them to get a learner permit. Now, the law has been changed in that regard, or is being changed, so that after, I think it's your third learner permit. You can only get another learner permit if you have actually sat the driving test. So clearly, if people are booking tests and not bothered to show up for them, they're not cancelling them. It does have an impact on other drivers who actually want to sit their test.
It also means that there are tens of thousands of people who are driving around, probably unaccompanied because they've been driving so long. I mean, you can't expect that someone who has been on a learner permit for 20 years, that they're always going to go down to the shops. They want an experienced driver, a qualified driver beside them. That's not happening. We know that. So how dangerous are these people, or has experience actually effectively made them safe?
Yeah, it's a very significant question, Pat, and a very good point to raise. I mean, we had a story earlier this year, certainly in the Irish Independent, where it was noted that there had been a fivefold increase in the number of learner drivers that were involved in fatal collisions. And I think it's important to say that this isn't an age issue. So it's nothing to do with teenage motorists or motorists that are in their early 20s. If you're on a learner permit, you must have a fully qualified driver in the car beside you. So just because you're in your 50s or 60s and you might be driving for 20 years or 30 years on a learner permit, you're not exempted from that law. And the RSA go to great pains to point out that if you are driving on a learner permit, you are required to adhere to all of the legal stipulations that license brings.
Ralph Regal, Southern Correspondent with the Irish Independent, thank you very much for joining us now.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip hop could be hop hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.